talked about after, you talked about after the game that, you know, being with Indianapolis for that year and a half, I mean, you're used to battling for a position. I mean,
absolutely.
How much do you think that's helped you in this camp, knowing that you had to make plays from the day you stepped off the field?
Yeah, I think it helps a lot. When I was out in Indy, we had a great group of receivers out there, and, you know, you had to make every catch that came your way, run good routes against the DBs, and you know, do everything right. And, you know, that's what I try to focus on doing, working hard, knowing the playbook, and doing the right things, and, you know, just trying to stay consistent.
Is it hard to fight your way through the numbers at your position to get noticed?
I mean, you try not to look at it. You just try going out here every day and doing your job, and that's all you can really do. A lot of it's out of your hands. The only thing you can do is just do your job and do it right when you get the chance to go in there, and that's what I'm trying to do right now.
It looks like easier said than done. Not getting caught up looking at, oh my God, there's six guys ahead of me or whatever that number is.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, I think my first couple, probably my rookie year, you know, you get caught up in that a little bit. But I'm going to my third season now and kind of bounce around a little bit. But you know, you don't look at it. You know, there's really, it's out of your hands. So all you can do is just make plays and do your job.
You can't control your reps, but it looks like you really identified a relationship with Johnny. You know, that's the guy that's been throwing you the ball most of the time. How much has that helped you to connect with him quick?
It helped a lot. I think it helped. I was out here towards the end of like OTAs and mini camp, and was able to get a little connection with him when I came out then. You know, it wasn't much, but just a few passes here and there in one-on-ones and 7-on-7 and stuff like that. So, you know, a lot of things is just earning the trust of the quarterback. So, like I say, it goes back to knowing your job, doing it right, and earning the trust of the quarterback. And then, you know, you can really earn chemistry with any quarterback. So.
How about Friday night? I mean, it's a big stage. The fact you're able to go out there and make catches and make that touchdown catch, what does that do for you, maybe from a confidence level or just in the eyes of the coaches?
Honestly, you know, it's just another practice out there. You know, we've been out here for a couple weeks now, and it wasn't a whole lot Friday night, or a whole lot different Friday night. You know, it's just a lot more people there. So, you know, like I said, just goes back to doing your job, doing it right, and getting the opportunity and making the most of it.
When you talk about bouncing around from Indy to wherever, and then you wind up here, are there doubts about, can I do it at this level, or will I get another chance to do it at this level?
No, not at all. Like I said, it comes down to getting the opportunity. You know, some places, you know, you may not get the opportunity, or it may not present itself. But, you know, you just got to always stay ready. Always stay ready for that opportunity. And when it comes, you got to take advantage of it.
Josh, how well did you know EJ Bibbs at Iowa State?
I knew him a little bit. He was a JUCO transfer. And I went back to school and finished up when I was getting ready for Pro Day. He was out there, too. So I knew him a little bit.
Is there a common bond here? You guys both trying to make the roster?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know Bibbs real well. And, you know, we joke around about Iowa State all the time. And you know, he'll make a catch or I'll make a catch and be like, yeah, representing for Cyclone Nation and stuff like that. So, you know, it's all in fun.